I'll be joined by the head coach of the Bismarck Lady Indians, Chelsea Hennis, here on the Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress postgame show. And Coach Hennis joins us, and backs against the wall, facing match point. You guys pull it off and get the reverse sweep of Winona and get the state championship. First off, what's it mean to you, Coach, to be able to coach this team to the first state title ever?
It's just wild. So much to sink in right now. It's like I have so many thoughts, but I can't center them. I'm really glad it happened with this group. I think they played the first two sets really nervous. They were making mistakes that we don't really make, but Winona makes you make those mistakes. They're a good team. They get your back against the wall. And they just kept hitting. They kept blocking us. And then we had to figure out a way to feed somebody else, find some energy somewhere else. Ayla Hawkins did a great job finding that energy. She's on the bench over there waiting to come in. And I thought she was just going to take somebody out to get back on the floor. I am so, so, so proud of them. I can't say that enough.
Down in that third set, 22-19, you call a timeout. That was the last timeout you called. You rattle off three straight, get within one. Winona calls a timeout. They're on match point. What's the feeling like on the bench? I know you guys knew it wasn't going to be done then, but what's that feeling like?
It's like, at that exact moment, I was like, should I call a timeout? But I felt like we had the momentum. They were getting stuck a little bit, so I just like kind of let it play out, and I knew my girls would take care of business. I knew that they were going to make it interesting. They always do. We have this ability to turn it on and turn it back off and turn it on and turn it back off, which is frustrating to watch, and I'm sure it's frustrating for them on the floor, but in that moment, I just had a feeling that they were going to be able to do it, and they did, and then they showed up that next set and took care of business.
I was about to say, come out in that fourth set with a 7-1 lead, and I say put that set away pretty quickly, because after that it was pretty, you know, fairly in the hands of Bismarck after that. And you feel that momentum swing into the fifth set. Take us through that fifth set and how back and forth it was and how your team just stayed composed.
Our front row did amazing, but it was our passing. Our passing went to another level, which made everyone on the front row an option. I know our libero and our setters, they just don't get enough recognition because everybody else gets to celebrate our hitters. But without them passing every ball, going for everything. And then our setter, Kenzie Hubbs, moved that ball around so everybody was an option. So that block had to absolutely honor everybody. So
I'll wrap it up with this, because it's a state championship, but it is the last game for a group of seniors that have meant a whole lot to this program. Can you put into perspective how much these seniors meant?
No, I can't. There will be a group to remember, and now they get their picture on the wall forever. So Bismarck's going to remember them forever, which is fantastic because they deserve it. They helped build this program from the ground up. Paula Abishan's been up there in the stands. She's in the Coaches Hall of Fame, and she's cheered us on this whole entire way. It's just been so special, from winning districts, beating Leopold, and every step along the way.